I've heard that before. What did you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? It's right if they get married and they want to tease on them.
That asked them a question about
this. Uh-huh. What would you call that? Do you have a name for that?
What would you call that?
Because
I don't know.
They got a bunch of stuff down here, but I wouldn't call it anything either.
What is it?
They call it tin panning or bull banding or something, like horning, drumming.
I thought about it.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this one before.
Yeah,
I never heard of it either.
So I don't know. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You might say to the child, "You better behave or we'll get you." How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
How do you say that?
How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Good morning. How are you feeling, Christmas gift?
What?
I said, good morning. How are you feeling, Christmas gift?
Oh. I got it now.
You can't beat that now.
No, that's right. You're right.
That's be the next thing, because I know they're going to try to catch me in Christmas giving.
You got to remind them it's better to give than to receive, don't you? you might say Merry Christmas or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any other way of saying that?
Happy Christmas to you.
Yeah. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to this very far." Don't have to what this very far?
What you say?
If you have a suitcase and it's heavy and you need to get it from one place to another, but it's not very far, you might it's heavy and you're glad it's not very far that you have to.
Yeah,
tote it.
Yeah.
Take that in
now. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell. What do you call a similar creature that lives on land? Or do you make a difference between a cougar that lives in the water and one that lives in land?
Yes. We call it a box cat. That's all we call
it. Is that the one that lives on land?
Lives on land, yes, sir.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Can be eaten.
What'd you call them?
Intestines. Liver.
He just asked about the intestines that you eat. What do you call that
like
out of the hog?
Roll them in some meat or something like that, fry them in fat or something like that.
Chitlins?
Yeah. Is that what you'd say?
Yes, yeah. We call them chitlins.
Can the insides of other creatures be eaten?